Our guest today is Tracy Thorne, a voice and a songwriting sensibility that has been in our musical lives since the 1980s, first with Marine Girls and on her own, and then for years with her musical and life partner, Ben Watt, in Everything But the Girl. Her voice has graced recordings by The Style Council, Massive Attack, The Go-Betweens, and many, many others. Everything But the Girl went on hiatus in 2000 as Ben DJ'd, and he and Tracy started a family. Lucky for us, she started making music again and was last on the World Cafe in 2010 with Love and Its Opposite, an extraordinary look at adult life. Now comes Tinsel and Lights, her fourth solo album, a holiday record. Tracy Thorne, welcome back to the World Cafe, and Merry Christmas.
Hi, thank you. Merry Christmas.
So the idea of doing a holiday album is something that one has to premeditate. One does not wake up 12 days before Christmas and put this together. Tell me about the genesis of this.
Well, the mistake I kept making for the last 3 years was doing exactly that, waking up in December thinking, I want to have a Christmas record and it would be too late. So last Christmas, I thought, OK, if I'm going to get this done, then I need to start, you know, in January of this year to have it ready for next year. So really, I was recording this right through the spring of this year and, you know, had it finished by the summer in order to get it out for this Christmas.
Did you put Christmas lights up in the studio or anything? Or?
No, we did keep joking that, you know, we ought to stick the tree back up. And it is quite weird. You know, you have to sort of try and think yourself back into this festive spirit. And, you know, the trees are just coming into leaf and the days are getting longer. And it feels the absolute opposite of Christmas. So it was quite strange.
And this is a really interesting album because obviously when you set out to do this, it's a lot of songs that we hear over and over at Christmas. Those are not particularly on here at all. In fact, there are some songs that are, you know, kind of winter songs. And you ended up writing a couple. Tell me about the process of choosing these songs.
Well, I'd started out, I made a list of all the obvious Christmas ones. And I thought, you know, I could do a really traditional Christmas record. But as soon as I looked at the list, I thought, you know, these songs really have been sung so many times. So I thought, I'm just going to pick one of those. And that was how I picked Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. That's kind of my favorite of the traditional ones. And then I thought, I'll just broaden the remit and say, well, OK, now we can allow in anything that mentions winter, anything that talks about it snowing, people ice skating, you know, anything that's wintry. And at that point, the list got really long and I started to get excited thinking, well, this is great. Now I can, you know, just pick at random amongst these songs. And they'll have a kind of coherent theme to them because the link is winter with, you know, a few references to Christmas. And then it just became about picking which songs I could sing and which ones I had an arrangement idea for.
Tracy Thorne is our guest, and she has a new solo Christmas album called Tinsel and Lights. And you wrote a couple of songs. Where did they come in the process?
Tinsel and Lights was a song that I started writing about 3 years ago. And that's when I think I first was beginning to get into the idea of wanting to do a Christmas record. And at that point, it sort of fell apart a bit. I didn't get an album done. I managed to get the Sister Winter track recorded. And I started writing the song Tinsel and Lights. And then I just put it all away for a couple of years. So then I finished that song off this year. And Joy, which is the other song I wrote for the album, I literally wrote that last Christmas. So that was when I was in, you know, full festive mode. And once that song came out, then I really thought, right, I think I can do this now. I've got something to kind of hang the record on. And, you know, I can start looking around covers now and, you know, put together a group of songs.
Joy is an interesting song to me because it talks about how important Christmas was as a child and then kind of skips over the middle years when one can maybe assume that Christmas wasn't so important and then it becomes important as an adult. Is that from having children or do you think there's other ways it becomes important?
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of things. You know, it's a weird song, Joy, because, you know, it starts off, it's probably the only Christmas song that opens with someone waiting for their biopsy results.
Right, right.
And, you know, the thing that focused it in my mind was last year there was a little family drama going on where a family member was going through a medical crisis, which happily is well resolved now and had a happy outcome. But it made me realize that, you know, when things like that happen in adult life and Christmas comes along, you're left with this dilemma of, well, what are we going to do? Are we going to put Christmas on hold? You know, everything feels weird. And I just thought, well, actually, it makes you think, well, this is what Christmas is for. You know, it is kind of there to get you through some of the difficult stuff. And maybe one of the reasons we all get together at Christmas and we put up lights and we celebrate this stuff is precisely because life starts to seem really difficult when you're older. And at that point, I thought, well, listen, you know, this is my kind of secular Christmas carol. I can write this song about, you know, why Christmas still seems important to me as an adult.
Well, can you do that one?
Yeah, I will. When someone very dear calls you with the words, everything's all clear. That's what you want to hear. But you know it might be different in the new year. That's why we hang the lights so high. Joy, 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 joy. Loved it as a kid, but now you need it more than you ever did. It's because of the dark, we see the beauty in the spark. That's why the carols make you cry. Joy, joy. Joy, 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 joy. The tinsel on the tree, yes, I see. Like before, the candles in the gloom light the room. The Sally Army Band, yes, I understand. So light the winter fire. Watch as the flames grow higher. We'll gather up our fears and face down all the coming years and all that they destroy. And in their face we throw our joy, joy. Silver birches in the snow. Because of the dark, we see the beauty in the spark. We must be all right if we could make up Christmas night.
That is Joy, one of the, a couple of songs that our guest today, Tracy Thorne, wrote for her new album called Tinsel and Lights, and hopefully we'll get her to do the other one in a bit. We mentioned there is a wide variety of people contributing songs, whether they knew it or not, to this album. And yeah. And one of them is you do a Stephen Merritt song, which I'm not sure I've heard before, called Like a Snowman.
Yeah, I'd never heard it either, and it came about, I was actually on Twitter one day and I was kind of talking about how I was thinking of doing a Christmas record and I was looking around for songs. And someone tweeted me straight back going, well, do you know this Stephen Merritt song, Like a Snowman? And I'd never heard it. And apparently the Magnetic Fields themselves actually never recorded it. He wrote it for this cabaret duo called Kiki and Herb. And they did a version of it on, I think, just on a charity record and used to play it live. So this guy who tweeted me, he very kindly then sent me a link to it where you could find, you know, a recording of it on the internet. And I just thought, well, this is a fantastic song. And, you know, almost no one's heard it. So it seemed like a brilliant opportunity to actually discover a song that people didn't know.
Yeah, it's funny. It's kind of a straight ahead. I mean, you would think maybe with Stephen Merritt there might be a hint of irony or something in it, but it's not. It seems very straight ahead. You can imagine, you know, dancing naked in the snow, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think he always treads this wonderfully fine line between sincerity and irony. You can never quite tell what he really means. But I like that. I like, you know, that there's, I think there's a lot of heartfelt sincerity in his songs, but there's also an incredibly intelligent sensibility at work. So you can sort of sense a detached irony sometimes, and you're never quite sure. And I quite like that sort of ambivalence in his songs.
That's a good way to put it. So this is Like a Snowman?
Mm-hmm.
There's only one way through the winter, as all the broken-hearted know. There's only one way back to springtime, dancing naked in the falling snow. Dancing naked in the falling snow, like a snowman, like a snowman. So give me one rose for Christmas, give me one holy day, give me your love for something, knowing how soon it'll fade away, knowing how soon it'll fade away, like a snowman. Like a snowman, dancing naked in the falling snow, melting even in the falling snow, like a snowman, like a snowman.
Tracy Thorne making a holiday visit to the World Cafe today with music from Tinsel and Lights, her new holiday album, and that is Like a Snowman, a song written by Stephen Merritt, which we just found out was something Kiki and Herb did in their I guess you call it a cabaret act, but a wonderful tune. So okay, what is Christmas like in the Wathorne household? And since you've had kids, it must become a bigger deal.
It is a bigger deal, yeah, and it's more traditional. I think, you know, in the years before having kids, Ben and I would often be traveling around Christmas time. We'd often have that schedule where, you know, maybe a new album would come out in the autumn, and through the autumn going into winter, we'd be on tour and often traveling around. And you know, Christmas would come and we'd maybe be racing back from somewhere at the last minute. And I think our Christmases got quite untraditional, and it used to drive my mum mad that we'd never know where we were going to be, and I'd never be able to commit to being home on Christmas Eve. And then suddenly my life changed and we had kids. And, you know, everything just reverts to how Christmas was when I was a child. And now, you know, it's just our kids just want to be at home and hanging stockings on Christmas Eve and, you know, doing all the regular, usual things.
One of the songs on this new Tinsel and Lights that I think people know and love and is certainly a challenge to bring something to is Joni Mitchell's River, which is such a gorgeous, gorgeous song to begin with. Did you approach that with any trepidation?
Yeah, a great deal of trepidation. I did kind of think about doing it and then change my mind and then come back to it a few times. And originally I thought, you know, well, should we just do it on the piano? That's the sort of traditional version. And then I thought, well, it'd be nice to make it sound different. So I worked it out on the harmonium, and I was going to do it like that, make it sound slightly churchy. But then that started to get a bit gloomy. And then I just suddenly thought, well, the other thing about the song is it's got this sort of geographical, you know, mixture to it. You know, she's Canadian and she's singing about her memories of, you know, skating on rivers. And yet she's locating it in California, that there isn't a river to skate on. So already you've got these two locations in it. And then I thought, well, I'm English and I'm going to sing it. So let's anglicise it. Let's do something that can bring it over, you know, to my hometown. So I thought the idea of a brass band was to kind of make it sound like a British high street on a Saturday afternoon just running up to Christmas, and the Salvation Army band are always playing carols, their brass band. And, you know, I just thought if we can do it like that, then, you know, we'll add another dimension to it again, which makes it, you know, more like a sort of anglicised version. So that was how that came about. And I got Nick Ingman to write the arrangement, and that was just what I said to him. I said, that's what it's got to sound like. And I think he really did it. I think he's really captured that mood.
Unfortunately, the brass band's not with us. So
no, I can't carry a whole brass band around with me.
It would be expensive. But you can do a version of River, because it is such
a
gorgeous
version. Yeah, so a simple version.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees, putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it just stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Tried hard to help me, you know he put me at ease. And he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I've lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby say goodbye. It's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
That is River, a version just for us on the World Cafe from our guest today, Tracy Thorne, who has a wonderful new holiday album out called Tinsel and Lights, with some originals and some songs you wouldn't think of and have done really, really well. In the new year, you're going to have another release. I understand you finished up your autobiography. How long has that been in the works?
That's been in the works for a few years, actually. I mean, strangely, I started writing that before I went back to recording again a few years ago. I had a break when my kids were small, and I really didn't record at all for about 5 or 6 years. And at the end of that period, I started writing this book almost as a process of, you know, rediscovery, sort of looking back at my career and trying to make sense of it, you know, ask myself, why did I make music all those years and why have I stopped? And I wrote three quarters of a book, and it triggered in me the desire to go back to music. So that was what led to me then going back and recording a couple more solo albums. And then last year, I just found it, and I realized that I had almost a finished book. And, you know, it was kind of a shame not to completely finish it. So I did that and sent it out to some people, and they liked it. So next February, that'll be coming out, too.
The time when you were making music to begin with and the beginning of Everything But the Girl is such a fertile ground of music. How did you look back on it from a few years ahead?
It made me realize how lucky I was, I think, to have grown up during that period. And I'd taken it for granted, I think, that, you know, I grew up in a period when the idea of independent music and being in control of your career, being very do-it-yourself about things, that was the sort of current idea. And Ben and I both came up through that period at the end of the 70s and the very early 80s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you say, it was an incredibly fertile period. People were forming bands left, right and center and just recording stuff and putting it out themselves. You know, it was really exciting to be part of. And I think I just thought, wow, this is easy. It just all felt so easy. You know, you wrote songs, you released them, you got written about in the NME, and it just sort of all rolled along. So it was good to rediscover that and actually tell the whole story. And I also realized that the version of the 80s that we then lived through and the way we made our music, it didn't quite ring true with the version of the 80s that's now become sort of set in stone. You know, that there's this version of the 80s that it was this, you know, incredibly commercialized corporate era, you know, when we saw the birth of, you know, videos and Madonna-style careers. And all that's true. But at the same time, I think that sort of independent culture that began in the late 70s, it didn't just go away. It carried on. And I felt that we were still very much part of that. And there was a, you know, a kind of alternative scene, which, you know, was still operating at odds with the way mainstream pop music was functioning. So it was good to be able to tell that side of the story, I think, and just say, look, the 80s wasn't just about this one kind of overwhelming commercial side of pop music.
Well, you have a New York song that you've written called Tinsel and Lights. And was this inspired by a particular visit to the city, or are you just thinking about it?
No, it was. Ben and I spent Christmas in New York a few years back with a couple of friends. And yeah, there's something very romantic about Christmas in New York, and probably especially for English people. So I thought, look, I want to capture this and just tell the story of being there that year. There's a few reference points that are very specific.
There's the barrel of a gun one. Can you explain that one? Is that
metaphorical? No, that's metaphorical.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A metaphorical
okay,
barrel of a gun.
I was worried about that one. Well, people.
It's more about time passing, I think, about the idea that, you know, you don't quite realize at the time that, you know, the barrel of time's gone.
There you go. So Tinsel and Lights.
We walked down the street as the snow started falling, stamping our feet, all the taxi cabs crawling. You said, I'm so cold I can't remember my name, and I said the same. He took a photo and said he adored her. New York martini, it literally floored her. And we played Miss America over again, and again, and again. Oh, and then was a New York Christmas baby. Yeah, that was the way it should be done. Oh, we saw the sights, the tinsel and lights, looking down the barrel of a gun. Now years have gone by and we're all so much older. The winter's got warmer than last year's got colder. And we've all learned some things about how the time goes that we'd rather not know. Oh, but that was a New York Christmas, baby. Snowflakes like diamonds in our hair. Yeah, we watched them all sparkle and fall. Something almost true was in the air. Yeah, that was our New York Christmas, baby. Was the way it was back then. Oh, we saw the sights, the tinsel and lights. You kissed me in the snow, and that was when I fell in love with Christmas once again.
That is the title track of Tracy Thorne's wonderful new holiday album called Tinsel and Lights. And Tracy, thank you so much for spending the holiday with us. We really,
thank
really
you.
Appreciate it.